The shots at Fort Sumter in April of 1861 are often considered the first military action of the Civil War. However, one can make a case that the battle in this Kansas town 5 years prior was the event that made the war inevitable. The story of that town and its militant leader is today's edition of The American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
This is Andrew McCray inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rail's Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. Or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Today, John Brown is an important figure in Civil War history. Not so when he came to this town.
He was not well known, really, until he came here. As a matter of fact, if you will read history books, he is known as Osawatomie Brown because of his association with this town. And he's associated with this town because of the Battle of Osawatomie, and this cabin is on the site of the Battle of Osawatomie.
Brady Atwater at the John Brown Museum State Historic Site says on August 30th, 1856, about 40 free staters, led by Brown, encountered up to 400 men under the direction of John Reed.
Pro-slavery forces won the battle. But in terms of after the battle, the Free State people won the publicity battle because they considered it a moral victory. But they rode into Osawatomie and they burned the town and only left three buildings standing.
His stand against pro-slavery forces gained him national notoriety as a militant abolitionist. The events in Osawatomie further motivated his efforts.
As he watched Osawatomie burn, he told his son, God sees it. And then he told his son that he was going to carry the war in back east, and he was going to go back to the center of slavery.
Brown did take the war east, organizing the raid at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia in 1859. But Atwater reminds us the events in this Kansas town shaped what was to come.
What happened here reverberated and changed national history. It was the precursor to the Civil War. It's where people started fighting over the issue of slavery first, and Fort Sumter was an echo of this.
As early as 1859, people were already coming to the cabin in which John Brown resided so they could see where the abolitionist made his first stand. It's preserved yet today. Traveling the countryside in Osawatomie, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.